This one's called, What Will I Think of Them? I was a late bloomer, always the smallest kid in the class, never tall enough for basketball, never big enough for football. I was the little boy. They were the big boys, even though I might beat them in class and was just as mature as they were. Then there were the girls. They really were more mature, often as bright in class and always, always taller. So I got pretty self-conscious. In every new encounter, I'd be asking myself, what will they think of me? Of my clothes, my hairstyle, my notebook, my car, anything. I hated feeling that way, especially since I was obviously the only one who did. To me, everybody else seemed completely comfortable, worried only about what to think of me. So I spent a lot of energy on what they were thinking about me. I was like the guy on a date who talked about himself all the time, explaining and rationalizing everything from his low grades to the zit on his chin. Finally, he saw that his date was really bored, and he said, I'm sorry. I've talked about nothing but myself. That's enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me? I learned, of course, that we were all the same. Everyone had some feature or failing to trigger that obsession with what the others thought. And as if to be prepared for the worst, we became very critical of others. They're gonna think I'm inferior, so I'll just think they are first. We got very good at clever put-downs and jokes at someone else's expense. What a state! Continually fearing what others thought of us, but thinking exactly those things about them. I'll bet you know what I'm talking about. We all have trouble shaking this teenage attitude, and many never do. We spend so much effort to shape others' opinions of ourselves, but we act as if our thoughts about them don't matter. The Lord would have it just the other way. As Paul tells us in Philippians 2, starting in verse 3, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. When I was a new Christian, I asked my friend Hal for some feedback on my Christian life. Among other things, he said, You seem fairly critical of others. It usually comes out in a joking way, but I wonder what you really think of other people. He'd hit a nerve, but I acknowledged what he said, and since I trusted him a lot, I told him how I came to feel so conscious of what people thought about me. I guess my clever put-downs are just a defense, I said. His response was one of those lightning bolts of insight that people say changed their lives. He said, What you think of others is much more important than what others think of you. Jesus wants you to learn that, with your heart, not just your head. He wants you to choose to think well of other people, to look for the goodness in them, to build them up, to say positive things about them. Focus on that. Let Him take care of what other people think about you. It's a corollary to the Golden Rule. Think about others as you would have them think about you. Hal was absolutely right. The more I watched what I was thinking about others and corrected myself when it began to go negative, the less I dwelt on what others thought about me. My insecurity began to fade away. My relationships started improving. How hard it can be to see the obvious application of God's Word to our lives. But how wonderful it is when we do. Holy Father, I want so much to have within my heart the attitude that was in Christ Jesus. to empty myself for him and for my sisters and brothers. But I'm self-centered and insecure. My pride makes it hard to confess that I'm often critical of others, in my heart and in my words. There are people in my life that I've put down, that I've spoken ill of to others, that I've hurt with my words to them, that I've chosen not to like. Some of them are very close to me. Help me repair those relationships. And I'm much too concerned with what others think about me. I spend far too much energy trying to manage the opinions of others. Please help me to change. Remind me every time these tendencies rise up within me that what I think of others is more important than what others think of me. In the name of Jesus, amen.